From KUOW's Side B of the Record, I'm Marcy Silman.
And I'm Ross Reynolds. The Seattle Police Department's going to get a new permanent chief in a few months. Seattle's top cop will choose their command staff. Now, that might not sound very dramatic, but since 1978, Seattle police chiefs have only been able to hire top commanders from within the department. They couldn't look elsewhere. Under a new rule approved yesterday by the Seattle City Council, the police chief will be able to hire assistant and deputy chiefs from outside the department. To get some perspective, we called up Norm Stamper. He was Seattle police chief from 1994 to 2000. He had to choose assistant and deputy chiefs from within the department when he was in charge. Norm, thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure, Ross.
What do you think about this change?
I like it. I think it makes perfect sense, particularly at a time when the organization is looking at major reforms in the months and years ahead.
How did it affect you when you were police chief in the 90s to not be able to look outside the department when it came to hiring the top people beneath you?
Well, I was sort of conditioned to that reality. I came from a police department, namely San Diego's, where I'd spent 28 years, that did, in fact, have the provision that allowed the chief to pick essentially anyone he or she wanted. But never in my time in San Diego did we select someone from outside to serve in an assistant chief's position. So what? I was sort of conditioned to the everyday political reality of going inside, but I think it does make real good sense to open the selection process to talent that you might find anywhere in the country.
That seems kind of clear to me. I don't quite understand the rationale for requiring the top police command to come from within the department. What was the reasoning behind that?
Well, you know, I think at the time, Patrick Fitzsimons had just been named chief or had been on the job for a short period of time, and that's when the ruling was instituted. It might have been a concern that he would import colleagues from the New York Police Department, which, of course, was where he served before Seattle. And perhaps that scared people. The New York Police Department in those days did not have a particularly sterling reputation. And there had been a history of corruption in the department, which would lead some, I think, to believe, well, the best thing you can do is really go outside that organization to find fresh blood.
Is police culture that different from department to department?
It is certainly different from department to department. There are certain universals. There seems to be a very persistent commitment to the blue code of silence, as it gets called popularly. And there's no question but what each organization has kind of its own, you know, thumbprints or fingerprints on that culture. I think what most people underestimate is the strength of any workplace culture, but particularly in policing, given the nature of the job.
As you alluded to, the Seattle Police Department is undergoing federally mandated reforms, a consent decree, right now to address some issues of biased policing. What impact will this new policy have on the Seattle Police Department's ability to change its culture?
Well, I think symbolically, if for no other reason, it will send a very significant message to the rank and file and first-line supervisors and middle managers that things have changed. That the city is deeply committed to the kinds of reforms that federal mandate are requiring, that it's not something that is being imposed exclusively from outside, but with the mayor, with a new police chief, it's reasonable to assume that they're gonna have the same depth of commitment to change.
Norm, if a police colleague called you, someone who was considering the Seattle police chief job, and asked for your counsel, what would you tell them, having held the job?
I would tell them that that serving as a police chief is extraordinarily satisfying. It certainly has its ups and downs. It has some terrible moments. Looking back over my history, but there are also so many moments of really deep satisfaction of doing work that's terribly important. And serving in a leadership capacity, I mean, there's just nothing like it. You can guess, you can speculate, you can think about what it might be like if you're serving as a captain, if you were in charge of the whole place, if you were an assistant chief to move up a notch. But it's a very different executive's job from most every other sort of walk of life. And I attribute most of that to what I affectionately refer to as the civil service mentality. All I need to do is serve in place, avoid making mistakes. If I do well on so-called objective testing, then I can move up a rung and then another and another. And I would dare say that that probably was part of the mentality that led to this earlier rule.
Well, we'll see if this changes. Norm Stamper, thanks for your time.
My pleasure.
Norm was Seattle Police Chief from 1994 to 2000, commenting on a rule change. Now Seattle Police Chiefs will be able to hire top commanders from anywhere, not just within the department. This is The Record on KUOW.